Welcome to Feasting on the Word for Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. This is an ongoing discipline of Christ Church linked to an ancient monastic practice of simply allowing God's Word to speak for itself. In other words, to intersperse simply the reading of Scripture with silence as a way to really spend time with that Word, to chew on it, and to let it nourish our lives and us to grow spiritually. So this links us into a rhythm, an ancient Christian rhythm in maintaining this practice. I encourage you, as always, it can be helpful to have something to write with and something to write on nearby so that you can write down your impressions as we go through this discipline. There's a longer period of silence following the third reading. And that longer period of silence is intended as a time for us to take these reflections and impressions to God in prayer. Then following that longer period of silence, we hear the scripture one more time, concluding the discipline, taking that scripture then out into our day. The scriptures are intentionally short so that we really are not bogged or weighed down with the length of the scriptures, but really can internalize them. For this week, I've chosen a scripture that has to do with the Holy Spirit, since we are coming into Pentecost Sunday. So I will be reading it in four different translations, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version, then the Message, then the Living Bible, and concluding with the New International Version. A minute of silence follows the first and second reading, and 3 minutes of silence following that third reading, with the fourth reading concluding this discipline itself. So let us begin together now, feasting on God's Word for this week, from 1 Corinthians 2, verses 10 through 16, the New Revised Standard Version. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also no one comprehends what is truly God's except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. Those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Those who are spiritual discern all things, and they are themselves subject to no one else's scrutiny. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Next is 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 16 from The Message. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purposes. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It's not the latest message, but more like the oldest, what God determined as the way to bring out his best in us long before we ever arrived on the scene. The experts of our day haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they wouldn't have killed the master of the God-designed life on a cross. That's why we have this scripture. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this, never so much as imagined anything quite like it, what God has arranged for those who love him. But you've seen and heard it because God, by his Spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to filter around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit, God's Spirit, and our spirits in open communion. Spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, "Is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit, anyone who knows what he is doing?" has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. From the Living Bible, 1 Corinthians 2:10 through 16. We know about these things because God has sent his Spirit to tell us, and his Spirit searches out and shows us all of God's deepest secrets. No one can really know what anyone else is thinking or what he is really like except that person himself. And no one can know what God's thoughts, no one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit. And God has actually given us his Spirit, not the world's Spirit, to tell us about the wonderful free gifts of grace and blessing that God has given us. In telling you about these gifts, we have even used the very words given to us by the Holy Spirit, not words that we as men might choose. So we use the Holy Spirit's words to explain the Holy Spirit's facts. The man who isn't a Christian can't understand and can't accept these thoughts from God, which the Holy Spirit teaches us. They sound foolish to him because only those who have the Holy Spirit within them can understand what the Holy Spirit means. Others just can't take it in. But the spiritual man has insight into everything, and that bothers and baffles the man of the world who can't understand him at all. How could he? For certainly he has never been one to know the Lord's thoughts or to discuss them with him or to move the hands of God by prayer. But strange as it seems, we Christians actually do have within us a portion of the very thoughts and minds of Christ. come now to our fourth and final reading of 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 16 from the New International Version. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.